Welcome to the Kingdom Truth Podcast. On our podcast, we teach the good news of Jesus Christ and biblical principles that empower all people with real-life, timeless applications. I am your host, Bible teacher, Yolanda Tyler. Well, praise the name of the Lord. We are so excited that you all could join us on today. We have a wonderful guest on the podcast. Her name is Mandy Marie Eldridge. Mandy Marie Eldridge was born in Provo, Utah, and raised in Southeast Idaho. She is the oldest of 9 children, and she is the only girl with 8 brothers. Mandy Marie was brought up in a Christian home. She remembers attending church, youth groups once a week, and Sunday school. Mandy Marie's parents taught her and her brothers the value of work. They grew up learning the value of work by growing a large garden and working on their grandpa's farm. Mandy Marie has been married for 34 years and has 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. She is Nana to 13. After the birth of her last child in the year 2000, Mandy Marie was diagnosed with depression. After 10 years of depression and seeking the Lord's help to have the stamina to get through the day, the Lord pressed upon her heart that she might not need to have depression the rest of her life. In her words, she began to wonder if there was an answer to the depression. This was a turning point. God put people into her life who taught her mind mastery skills and a doctor who supported her on her journey to physical wellness. 2 years into this, the Lord spoke to her heart. He told Mandy Marie that the depression would leave if she would continue to practice the skills she was learning to master her mind. Mandy Marie has been free of depression ever since that time and has a prosperous business as a mind mastery coach. She has extensive experience empowering women to overcome mental roadblocks, rewire subconscious beliefs, and reclaim their confidence. Known for her deep intuitive coaching style and faith-centered approach, Mandy Marie guides high-achieving women to master their minds, enabling them to navigate life's challenges with clarity, calm, and conviction. Her signature method blends brain science, storytelling, and spiritual insight, allowing her clients to unlock lasting transformation from the inside out. Whether she is leading workshops, speaking on stage, or coaching one-on-one, Mandy Marie empowers women to get out of their own way, break cycles of self-sabotage, and create meaningful lives they love. Coach Mandy Marie is the creator of the Master Your Mind course and group program and the powerful 5-minute power shift guide. Her mission is simple: to empower women to rise by transforming the way they think, feel, and lead. Thank you so much, Mandy Marie, for joining us on today, and go ahead and share with our listening audience.
Thank you, Yolanda. It is a pleasure to be here with you all today. I would like to just start with that moment in time in 2010 when the Lord pressed upon me that maybe I didn't need to deal with depression the rest of my life. At that point, it had been 10 years, and I really didn't even consider that it would be something that I wouldn't have to deal with the rest of my life. And so I remember walking outside one day and just having this feeling pressed upon me that maybe there was an answer to what I was experiencing. And that really began this cascade of events that really led me to overcome depression and then start a business. And as I started to get some of the answers, the physical answers and the emotional and spiritual answers, God would press upon me and say, there are people that really would benefit from hearing this and from learning about your story and what you've put together. And I just resisted and resisted and resisted because I had this idea that no one would want to listen to me, and that who was I to even become a coach, let alone just even talk to somebody about what I had learned and what I had uncovered. And so that, though there was lots of those types of moments of self-doubt. Self-doubt was huge. And thankfully, God is very patient, and He just kept giving me little ideas and thoughts, and I would entertain them a little bit, and then I would say no. And so it was a good 3 year process at least before I decided, okay, I'm going to really start talking about my experience with coming out of depression and understanding the mind piece around all of that. And so one of my big moments with just hearing God and just knowing beyond a doubt that He was right there walking this journey with me was a moment in 2010 at the very beginning of this journey of the last 15 years. And I was considering, I was curious about what God was pressing upon my heart. And into my mind came the words, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to lighten your burden little by little. And that was so comforting to me because it really helped me to really know and really feel that I wasn't alone. So that journey just led me into where I am today, little by
Amen.
little. It didn't happen overnight.
Amen. And at that point, you can say that's when the Lord actually became real in your life, correct?
Yes, that was, I had had multiple times where that had happened, but that was a very strong, like, for sure, like, there's something different in your journey that's about to happen. If I was willing to walk that journey with God. And so, yes, it was very strong.
Amen. And also, Maida Marie, you shared in our pre-interview process that you and your husband hired a coach so that you all could get some help too.
Yes, this was one of the first things that we did. So, in 2011, we attended a class that was specifically for parents. We had dropped one of our daughters off to a kind of like a humanitarian type experience. Actually, I don't think it was really humanitarian. It was, now the name of it just escapes me, but it was like a camp for kids to just really help them in their faith and their direction and their purpose. And so they provided a class for the parents to attend, and we decided that we would go to that class. And it was at that class that our minds were blown. My husband and I, like, we had never heard the things that we were hearing about. This speaker was talking a lot about the power of the mind. And it was so new to us. We had never really considered, like, okay, if there's a thought marching across our minds, like, maybe that's not really true. Like, maybe it's not really accurate. I mean, on one hand, we have thoughts all the time, and sometimes it's so easy to be like, yeah, that's not true. But then other times there are those little sly thoughts about ourselves, about our relationship with God, about our relationship with the world, that we don't recognize that it's really not true. And so that's what really opened up, and we just knew that it was time for us to hire somebody like this person, and that's actually who we hired, to help us learn how to get out of our own ways. And it really just, our world shifted, and we will always be so grateful for that coach who was brave enough to share what was pressed upon his heart by God. It literally changed the trajectory of our lives in so many ways. It really helped us to develop a stronger connection with God and with what He wants us to do and what He needs us to do on this earth. So it was powerful that we had that experience.
Amen. And through the process of discovering your purpose in life, now you are coaching and helping other women. So, talk about the cycle that women experience of self-sabotage.
Yes. So, and this is not just to women either. It's teenagers, it's men. Like, I see it everywhere. And it's not character flaws. It's just programming glitches. So the self-sabotage is, for example, something doesn't go the way that we think it should go, or that we want it to go, or that we planned it to go. And then our brains start sending us messages about, well, see, you're just not good enough, or you're not smart enough, or you did that wrong. And so all of those messages sabotage our efforts to move forward in our lives, despite the fact that we are flawed human beings. I mean, it's just part of being on this planet.
That's right.
So that self-sabotage will keep us stuck or slow us down. And so I have developed a 5 steps in understanding self-sabotage, like to get underneath the subconscious programming, because that's where self-sabotage hangs out, is in the subconscious programming. And we all develop subconscious programming based on our life's experiences. It's the plan. Like, this is how it is, and there's nothing wrong with that. And one of the things that sets my coaching apart from other coaching that I'm familiar with is really helping people to understand exactly what those sabotaging messages are to them, and then how to literally rewire the brain using neuroplasticity with what is true. And Jesus tells us in John that the truth will set us free. And it
Amen.
is so amazing to watch a woman or a teenager or even a man that I'm coaching step into truth, to really listen to what their brains are telling them and analyze it and go, is that really true? And then what is true, and how do I want to respond to the challenges that are going on in my life? That's the foundational part of my coaching, is choosing how we respond. It is not about, well, let's see what we can do so we never have any challenges, because that would be foolish.
That's right.
Life is meant to have challenges, because that's what helps us to grow, and it's what turns us to Jesus Christ, if we'll allow it. And so I love to help people understand the subconscious program that is sabotaging their efforts to move forward, and then how to rewire that program with truth.
Amen. Now, share about your experience with one of your first clients.
So one of my first clients was actually a teenager. She had just turned 16, and she was really struggling with depression. So in my early years, I really worked with a lot of people that specifically had that mental illness. And now it's evolved into just general, anyone that just feels stuck and doesn't know what's next or what to do next. So she came to me, and she was 16, and she was really, really struggling. And as I began to hear inspiration from God, like the Spirit would press upon me how to help her with the things that I had already started using, that had really helped me transform the depression that I was facing. So I would take those skills, and I would hear God instruct me about how to make it really specific for her. And that was another moment of, like, I know that this is God's work. It's not my work, it's His work. Those moments in those one-on-one sessions with her, where I would get an idea about how to help her specifically. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
And it was such a gift from God to teach
Wow.
me. And that's what he was doing. He was teaching me
Man.
how to really love her and to express his love for her. It was really, really beautiful. And as we worked together for an extended period of time, I think about 2 years after we stopped working together, she went on a humanitarian trip. And she was okay to be around people and to have those experiences, which when she started at age 16, that no, she didn't want to be around anybody. So watching her transform through the power of God and me being there as his instrument was incredible. It was just, there really aren't words to describe the power of understanding where our sabotage is, what it is saying, and to know that the truth will set us free.
Amen, amen. And we live right now in a generation where so many of our teenagers are just struggling, in their being, in who they are, and
Yes.
struggling, wanting to be accepted and loved by others. When, like you said, once you they understand the love of God, for them, and that they are already accepted by the Lord, it is life transforming.
Yes, absolutely. And that brings up another point that is really a foundational piece to my coaching, and that is about identity. So when you think about Jesus Christ and the temptations and Satan, who said, if you be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread, right? Satan was trying to get Jesus Christ to question his identity. And then when that didn't work, fast forward to when Christ is on the cross and the soldiers say, if you are the Son of God, you can come down. You can solve this. So identity, I believe that is Satan's grace tool is identity theft. I call it identity theft.
Right.
That he tries to convince us that we are less than who we really are, which we are children of God.
Amen.
That alone is, it's so incredibly powerful what we can do in our lives and in bringing the kingdom forward. It's incredible the amount of power that we have as individuals. And so Satan is doing everything he can to get us to question our identity.
Amen. And what is a blessing too in the Word of God that we are not ignorant of His devices. He travels
Yes.
down one road, and that one road is always to attack our minds, and He tries
Yes.
to make a playground out of our
Yes.
minds. But we
Yes.
thank God for the truth of God's Word, because it is the truth of the Word of God that will set us free.
Yes, that reminds me of Joyce Meyer, who wrote a book called The Battlefield of the Mind. Okay, so the mind is really the last battlefield. And so when we know how to master our minds, everything changes and
Amen.
we literally become transformed.
Amen. And you have that on your website. Rewire your mind for lasting success. Master your mind, master your life. Because the quality of our thinking determines the quality of our life.
Exactly. And I want to stress too that it's not about just, oh, think a happy thought. That's not what I do as a coach. Now, are happy thoughts and thoughts of truth important? Absolutely. But that's not where I start because that doesn't get into the self-sabotage, the personal self-sabotage. We have to know what those messages are and we have to know what the truth is. That truth is what we then rewire our minds with.
Amen. Now, talk about those obstacles, and you mentioned once before pattern interrupters. Talk about that.
So, as human beings, we all have obstacles in the way of what it is that we really want. So, if we really want to put our message out there in the world, the rumble that we feel that God has put in us to share with the world, if that's what we really want to get better at, there's something in the way. If we want a better relationship with our spouse, a better relationship with our child or our neighbor, whatever it is that we want, there's usually always some kind of obstacle in the way. And so when we can identify those obstacles, hear them, see them, feel them, why are they there? Like when we can really understand all of the answers to those questions, then those obstacles begin to lose their power in our lives. It's very interesting to help people understand that those obstacles are running the show
Wow.
until they can identify those obstacles and know that, oh, okay, now I know what to do to turn those obstacles into stepping stones.
Amen. There are some awesome tools that's on your website. So talk about the Power Shift Guide.
Yeah, the Power Shift Guide is when you're feeling self-doubt, imposter syndrome, like who am I? Like I mentioned early on in my journey, like, yeah, who am I to become a coach or to talk to people about this or to share, right? That imposter syndrome of like, no, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough, you know, whatever. So we all have feelings about that imposter syndrome in our lives. And so the Power Shift Guide has five questions to ask yourself about that obstacle, that self-doubt obstacle, to kind of bring it to life, for lack of a better way to say it, so that it loses its power, like I've been talking about. And so it's literally like shifting the power from the obstacle to yourself. Like, okay, now I have power to decide how I'm going to respond to this very real challenge or this very real obstacle. And that's human behavior. Like, we want to feel like we are in charge and like we are choosing how we respond to life's challenges. It's just, I believe that it's innate in every human being. And so this Power Shift Guide helps us to take the power from the obstacle and put it with ourselves.
Awesome. And then I think you also have something for untangling motherhood.
Yes, so I did an interview with American Mothers a couple of months ago, and we talked about motherhood and the biggest obstacle that I have found in all of my years of doing this with mothers specifically is mothers tie their value or their worth into the choices that their children make or that they don't make. And that's a slippery slope because it actually defines the state of being of the mother, the well-being of the mother upon what her children do and don't do. And that's not how God designed it. And so when we as mothers can understand that our values independent of our children and their choices, then we become more aligned with God, who's given us the stewardship as mothers to help guide our children. But it doesn't have anything to do with our value, because value just is steady. It doesn't go up and it doesn't go down. So this untangling motherhood guide that I have for free just starts to open up the mind and help people get curious about, wow, am I putting my value or my worth, is it dependent on what my children are doing or don't doing or not doing, and why am I doing that? So it just opens the door to like some curiosity. I love curiosity. I love being curious about why am I thinking that? Why is my brain telling me that? You know, it just sets the stage for transformation.
Amen. And then sometimes too, do you think guilt and shame comes with that
Yes.
when mothers take that
Yes.
responsibility for their children?
Yes, absolutely. And guilt is meant to help us shift and it make a change, right? So guilt in and of itself is good. It can be helpful. Shame, no, shame says I'm a bad person because that and that and that happened, or that and that didn't happen. So yeah, we want to eradicate shame, and we want to say, okay, where can I show up better? How can I respond differently that empowers my child to become a solution creator, to know that I trust them in their journey, and I'm here guiding them and helping them. And then there comes a point when they get older and when they leave the house where we need to just step back and really truly trust that God has them, and whether they are choosing God or not, like he still has them.
Amen.
And just empower our children with that we believe in them and we believe in the good that they were put here to do, and give it to God.
Amen. And release it to him. Bring it to the altar
Yes.
and leave it at the altar.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yes. I noticed that one of your favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians 4:8. Is that correct?
I do love that one, and Romans 12 too. Okay, so Romans 12 too, that's the one that's on my website, is be therefore transformed through the renewing of your mind. And that encapsulates what I do as the mind mastery coach. I help people renew their minds, which to me means really understand what is in your mind. What is your brain telling you about yourself, about God, and about the world? And if it's not true, then let's create the statements around what is really true, and let's build new pathways in your brain that speak to that truth. So renewing
Amen.
our minds is critical in really moving forward with what God has given us.
Amen. Now let's do this, Mandy Marie. Let's go ahead and give some encouraging words to our listeners.
Yes. So that leads to 2 Corinthians 4:8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. So God has given us the way to move through the challenge of living in a mortal world. He hasn't just put us here and said, well, hope you can figure it out. Like, he's given us the way. And I love what this scripture says, that yep, we're troubled on every side. Yep, but you know what? We're not distressed. And we are perplexed a lot of times, but we're not in despair. And that is the power of mastering our minds by understanding what's really going on inside our minds and transforming ourselves, our mission, by renewing our minds. It is absolutely figure outable.
That is awesome. Now, go ahead and share how the listeners can reach you and share your website.
So I can be reached at coachmandymarie.com, and the Power Shift Guide, for those that are interested in that, is coachmandymarie.com/powershift.
Awesome. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add before we close out that the Lord has given you?
You have a purpose on this planet. God needs you, and he has placed the right people in your path to help you to overcome the obstacles that are in your way. There are so many amazing people out there, and that's why we need each other. And I love that we have each other, and we have this community of Christian people who want to build God's kingdom. And I am just awed and inspired and humbled to be a part of this movement. And I just invite any listeners out there, if you're ready to be part of the movement in a way that really helps you to overcome your obstacles, I'd love to visit with you. I'd love to see what God is doing through you.
Amen. Now, would you please go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Yes, thank you. Dear Father, we are humbled today to learn something about the power of our minds, and to learn that through renewing our minds, that we can hear you more closely, more clearly. I pray for all of those who are listening to this podcast, who feel that rumble and who feel something in the way, that they will Fill thy hope and thy power and thy love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mandy Marie, for joining us. We appreciate your time and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Truth Podcast with Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler. Please subscribe to our podcast so you will know when the next episode is published. To hear more biblical teachings and give to support the ministry, please visit our website at www.thekingdomtruth.org. That is www.thekingdomtruth.org. God bless you until we meet again.